dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Good afternoon. This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler, and this is Radio Zero. Hey, there's the J-Man. Cam's in the hall. Everybody's in the hall right now. No one's in the booth. Today, I lost my computer charger, so I didn't really prepare a program of any new music at all. And just brought a bunch of records in, so we're just going to listen to records today on the Radio Zero show. And if I can find stuff in the vinyl library here, the CITR library, which it actually is really, really good. Everything I've been looking for so far has been here, so... Yeah, the show is basically going to sound like 1987.
So, I like it.
Yeah, like college radio circa 1987. Hope you're stoked. If you want to make some sort of request, if we have it, call or hit us on the Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. If you want to call and talk to Cam about his predictions for the World Wide Web and the financial future of the Western Hemisphere, then you can give us a call, 604-822-2487. Otherwise, let's get to playing some music here. This is... it works. Perfect. This is Tube Way Army with me. I disconnect from you on Radio Zero.
Thank you.
Baby's on fire, better throw her in the water. Look at her laughing like a heifer to the slaughter. Baby's on fire, and all the laughing boys are bitching. Waiting for photos of the party so bewitching. Rescuers, row, row, do your best to change the subject. Blow the wind, blow, Joe, lend some assistance to the object. If you'll be my flotsam, I could be half the man I used to. They said you were hot stuff, and that's what baby's been reduced to. Secondhand tobaccos. We dance and the heat goes. And when the fire started bitching, she empties the ashtray and pockets all that she'd collected. My baby's on fire. All the instruments are being knocked. My temperature is rising.
Yeah. yourself down, you'll never win, so let's all smile through. Through the fear of being real, through the fear of being really you. Cause living it up, it's a big kick, it's good for you.
gets. I'm a cult hero, paid my dues. I'm a cult hero, got nothing to lose. I'm a cult hero. I'm a cult hero. I'm a cult hero. I'm a cult hero. I'm a cult hero, I'm ahead of my time. You'll never rule me, cause I'm all mine. Crowds part for me, cause I'm so strong. My time is coming and it won't be long. I'm a cult hero, paid my dues. I'm a cult hero, got nothing to lose. I'm a cult hero.
Okay. Well, okay.
Pardon me.
Hey, it's Radio Zero.
That's what we're doing.
Some of us are cult heroes. Some of us are merely playing Radio Zero.
Yeah, so today I lost my computer charger, so I decided just to bring records in today. And we're having a swell time here. It sounds like college radio in 1987.
Sweet.
You know, if we did a Radio Zero show in 1987, this is probably what it would sound like.
I would hope. What does that mean in terms of our own progress, considering it's 2011?
It means we're pretty much stuck.
Pretty much arrested?
Yeah, we've arrested our progress.
We're pretty much where we're at for life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be just content here to forever. Okay, that was Cult Hero with I'm a Cult Hero off of the Cult Hero 12-inch on Fiction Records from 1979.
Cult Hero Records.
Yeah.
The Cult Hero Ball.
Yeah. right? And the Cult Hero Award Show.
That's right. Facebook.com/CultHero.
The legendary British awards show Cult Hero featured the song. And that crime show, Cult Hero Las Vegas.
Of course. Cult Hero, yeah. Cult Hero Minnesota.
And then there's also, don't forget about Cult Hero Miami and the new Cult Hero and Y edition, with Horatio Hornblower.
That's right, Horatio Hornblower in the Curious Case of the Cult Hero.
Yes. that was produced and conceived, I guess. Robert Smith of The Cure did that as a testing grounds for another member of The Cure.
Yeah.
Turned out pretty good. Before that was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD, whatever you want to call them, with Messages off of their debut LP, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. From 19,
a notable pop album.
A notable synth pop album.
Yeah.
I think it was actually from 79 originally, but our copy, I think, was manufactured in Canada, and it was from 1980.
Bummer.
Before that, Tones on Tail from the album Pop. We heard Go, and that was released in 1984.
Was that the club mix, or was that the original mix that we heard?
The original.
Okay.
Yeah. On Beggar's Banquet, I think, was the record label that was on there.
Cult Hero Records, again?
Everything's Cult Hero, yeah. Before that was The Creepers with Babies on Fire, a cover of Brian Eno's track. And that was off the Babies on Fire 12-inch, which... Hold on.
Let's see what record label this was on.
Intertape Recording Stars. Yeah.
Intertape Recording Stars.
From February 25th to 28th, it was recorded in 1986.
So it's almost exactly, like in 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks' time, it's going to be exactly, what, 24 years old?
Yeah, I guess so. We'll have to play this on the 25th anniversary.
The 25th... 2011,
dude.
Yeah, 25th. Yeah,
we'll have the 25th anniversary party of the Creepers' Babies on Fire record on February 25th to 28th.
I bet there's a Thursday in there.
I bet you there is. We'll play this record twice.
Nice.
Before that was Carol with Solo, a strange woman out of Belgium from the Breakdown 7-inch from 1981. And we began the show off with Gary Newman's very own Tubeway Army. The song Me, I Disconnect From You from the Replicas LP. And that, I believe, is also on Beggar's Banquet from 1979.
Which also has the best album art.
Yeah, the album art on...
That came from that era and that kind of music.
On Replicas is a fucking... Oh, sorry. it's fudging great.
It is totally, totally great.
It might as well be a cult hero.
It's super cool. It's super cool. And you know why I think it's super cool? Because Gary Newman made his entire career out of just doing whatever the hell it was he wanted. He just wanted to be weird, and he just was weird, and then was celebrated for being weird.
Yep.
He was, I mean, he's an excellent musician, but he was just like, nah, screw this. I'm making the weirdest stuff going. And you're going to love it. Do you know why? Because I don't care if you do or you don't. And it makes me super happy.
Yeah.
Man, I got to meet yesterday William Gibson, the writer of my favorite book, Neuromancer. And he's another type of guy who is just like that. He's old.
Yeah.
He lives in Kits. And he is so weird. And he made his entire career off of being King Weirdo.
Oh, yeah, just does whatever he wants.
Yeah, he just actually does whatever he wants. It was sweet. But I asked him yesterday, because there was a Q&A session, and then there were all these strokers there asking all these stroker questions, like, what kind of music and movies do you like? And he was just like, God. Like, kind of dancing around the issue, because, like...
I like the Hacker soundtrack, all volumes, all three volumes.
He listens to Orbital only.
Yeah, only hack the planet.
Yeah, he was just like, people were like, does the Velvet Underground influence you as much as we think it does? And he was just like, oh, God. Like, it's just like, they're stroker questions. And so I was like, okay, man. So I asked him, I was like, what do you think is the future of the internet? And he gave me a really interesting answer. His answer was, he was like, well, the internet is not like, it's a conceit that we just sort of now have the technology to be able to produce. But the idea of sort of like an interlapping story, that sort of encompasses everything isn't something that's new. It's basically like a library, but he said it was like similar to like Jorge Luis Borges, his like idea of a library, and the books in the library have pages that overlap one another so that the stories sort of melt into each other. But he said it's something like it's an idea, the conceit of the like collection of information is like something that's been around for a good long while. And he said if we'd had the capability to produce the internet, we could have done it in the Middle Ages. It's not necessarily a new idea. But his idea about the logical end of the internet would have been, I really like the way he described it. He described it as an all-encompassing retina that is spherical and doesn't look out, but rather only looks in on itself and then never forgets what it sees. So, how about that for a little bit of Friday creepy, freaky wisdom?
There we go. Dark Fridays.
Dark Fridays anyway, whatever. That's what I did yesterday, and I really wanted to talk about it on the radio.
With
William Gibson.
And Spider.
And as many characters named Spider.
Yeah. Let's jam as many characters named Spider and, what's another one that's just ridiculous? Like, is there Spikes?
There's tons of stuff. Sally Shears. Oh, yeah. It's kind of a sweet name for a character.
That's actually not a bad one.
And there's a character named Linda Lee.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, from,
Neuromancer. Neuromancer, yeah. And also from the Velvet Underground song, the one with Linda Lee in it. He's waiting for Miss Linda Lee because she's got the power to love him by the hour. The hell is that song called? Anyway, call us up and tell us, and if you do, I'll give you guest list to everything that I do for the next year or something.
Like
that. Tell me the song I'm thinking about because I can't think of the title to save my life. It was on Loaded.
Let's get back to more music here, I guess. Let's
let's cut this off because I'm going nowhere.
What do you want? We're gonna hear. If I Gave You a Party.
Oh, yes! Sexual harassment.
My Sexual Harassment.
This was out to Matt Perry, a.k.a. Cut Corners.
From the amazing year of 1980. I think it was 1980 this was recorded.
This is a tune.
An old Radio Zero classic hit. Hey, hit us on the Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, if you want to get involved. And if you want to see what we're playing, what year it was released, what album it's from, everything, you know, it's all there. CITR.
a song.
Wait. Oh, hold on. Everything's okay. There we go. That's
you got your windsock or whatever. The dust mat.
The dust mat.
What is that thing?
The dust buster.
Call those things.
Windscreens.
Yeah. So you.
But
like,
it's not even a windscreen.
So
it's
like
the wind foam.
And spit all over the microphone. Or
it's
something?
A wind foam. I don't know what it's.
It's not what, like the yeah those fuzzy hairy ones are the ones that use for actual wind, right? This is more of a mic sock.
More of a mic sock, yeah.
Mic right. sock lemonade.
Mic sock lemonade. That was Optimo by Liquid Liquid from the Optimo 12-inch at 99 Records. What did we play before that here? Public Image, right. Public Image Limited, Death Disco. That was, I think, originally like 1982. We played it off of the compilation of the greatest hits so far of Public Image. And man, you guys got to see the album art for the. We should just take pictures of this stuff with your iPhone. We can twit pick them.
I can't believe how bad.
Can we twit pick this
yeah,
out?
Let's
do that. Okay, so
the
let's
shit out of this stuff.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Cam's gonna post the picture.
It's seriously insane.
Of the album art from this, it's I don't know what anybody was thinking. It looks like the 1992, clearly, but it shouldn't.
It's so weird. Also, considering that the album art for Flowers of Romance is so good. This is just like, it's pathetic. Anyway, the small-headed three-eyed space monster kindly agree to spare the Earth and withdraw their fleet in exchange for 11 metric tons of Pill's greatest hits so far.
What?
Yeah, right? And it's a space monster who has a thought bubble saying loading cargo, and he's putting Public Image Limited records in the back of a station wagon.
Into a boot. Into the boot, right?
Into the boot. That's
into the
right.
boot of a station
boot
wagon.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so we'll post this up on the Twitter in a second here, because it's just, you gotta see
twit,
this thing.
Twit pick.
It's the worst
I
album art.
I gotta figure out how to twit pick. How do I twit pick? I guess I'll use Hootsuite.
I'm not sure. Yeah, Hootsuite does it. Before that, played two songs off of The Feeding of the 5,000. I know I played Walls, but I don't know what the second song was because
Dreams.
I couldn't get all of the Crass, that album. For some reason, Crass makes their albums the most cryptic things to understand. You have to fold out a giant poster and
it's so annoying!
It's like, you know, yeah, so, I mean, who knows what the second song was, but I played Walls. That sort of electronic-y disco-punk sounding song was Crass with Walls. The second song was could have been anything.
How do I twit pick this guy? Come on.
Before that, we played old Canadian hit there, Spoons with Nova Heart from the Nova Heart 12-inch, which came out in 1982. I think they were from Toronto, I think, somewhere in Ontario. And that set there began off with Sexual Harassment, If I Gave You a Party, from, and that came from the Anti-NY comp that Goma Records put out in 2006, but I think the original was recorded in 1980, which is pretty sweet. Now, I'm going to play, I have this double, or this I split 12-inch by Honeybane and Malaria.
Yes, Fatal Microbes.
But it's not listed, like, I had to figure out what was on here, because the sleeve is just black, and it doesn't actually say anything on the record anywhere to indicate what is on it.
I don't want to multi-message this thing. I want to send it to my Twitter followers.
So, I'm going to play Honey
it's
Bane.
It's called Fatal Microbes, this 12-inch, I think.
No,
it's isn't
not.
It?
Well, no, it's just called Punk Disco Beat.
Oh.
So I'm going to play Guilty. The dub version by Honeybane.
Guilty.
And I've just got to warn you guys, there are some horrible sort of sexy noises at the beginning of the song that this is why I never play this at parties, because the beginning of it just drives me so insane.
Sweet. All right.
But
so let's jam it.
You know,
on
we're just
going
to we're just going to have to plow through it here, get through the first 20 seconds.
In the meantime, I'm going to figure out how to twit pick.
In the meantime, Cam's going to figure out a twit pick. This is Honeybane with...
Hey, Cam Reed, if you're listening, text me how to twit pick from my phone. You know
yeah,
how to
Cam Reed, we need technical assistance. All right.
Stop.
I said, here's a lesson you don't get. I said, I loop the loop when I get loose. I said, ignition ignite your night out. I said, all the slang that a boy can't use. Slang teacher, no pain in the mouth. Slang teacher, no long in the tooth. Slang teacher, chew it up, spit it out. Slang teacher, chuck your daddy out of the room. Watch the walk and watch the talk. You don't need no walking stick. Watch the way you talk and walk. You don't use no parachute. A bottle and a knife and fork comes on down so slick and quick. Walkie talkie, watch that talk. What's the alphabet he picked? Slang teacher, no pain in the mouth. Slang teacher, no long in the tooth. Slang teacher, chew it up, spit it out. Slang teacher, chuck your daddy out of the room. Gasoline gonna fill you up, gas to get you out the door. Gasoline gonna pump you up, made to pick you off the floor. Gasoline gonna blow you up, then you never need no more. Gasoline gonna chew you up, that's what you chew your million for. Slang teacher, no pain in a mouth. Slang teacher, no long in a tooth. Slang teacher, chew it up, spit it out. Slang teacher, chuck your daddy out the room. Gasoline gonna fill you up, gas to get you out the door. Gasoline gonna pump you up, made to pick you off the floor. Gasoline gonna blow you up, then you never need no more. Gasoline gonna chew you up, that's what you chew your million for. Slang teacher, no pain in the mouth. Slang teacher, no long in the tooth. Slang teacher, chew it up, spit it out. Slang teacher, chuck your daddy out the room.
Mando! days by myself. That's oh so nice. And again with you, it's equal nice. It's paradise. Nowadays you wash sheets in the box, scrub my back for me, that's paradise. You're equal, but different. 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 You're equal, but different.
That was Au Pairs with It's Obvious from the Playing with a Different Sex LP out on Human Records in 1981. Before that was Flower Pot Man with Beat City from the Janice Long Sessions EP from 1987 on a Strange Fruit Records. Before that was Sig Sig Sputnik.
Sig Sig Sputnik!
With Love Missile F1 to 11. That was off the Love Missile 12-inch. We just gotta turn off this. There we go. Unfortunately, my copy of the Au Pairs Playing with a Different Sex LP is pretty screwed up. I've abused that record too many times when I'm really drunk. And then now it's got giant nicks in it everywhere. Before Sig Sig Sputnik was Wide Boy Awake, with Slang Teacher. And I think that was 1987. I just have this weird unlabeled, again, like blank 12-inch. It's split with the when in Rome's The Promise on the other side of that 12-inch for some reason, the extended 7-minute long mix, because everybody needs that. Maybe I should. Oh, no, I'm not going to play that at all. Before that was Honey Bane with Guilty, and that was a dub version, and that was off of another blank 12-inch, probably a illegal bootleg. I'm guessing is probably why there's no information on there, or no artist accreditation or anything.
I got some MIA remixes that are like that.
Yeah, it was just a punk disco beat on it, and there's a Honey Bane's Guilty on one side of Malaria's Your Turn to Run on the other side, but they weren't even labeled like that. I had to figure out what songs they were even on my own. That's okay. I like doing that.
Seriously, man, I think that Angry Birds, my being in the throes, totally a slave to Angry Birds, I think it might have ended.
You might be over Angry Birds?
I'm trying to have a good time playing it right now, and I'm not really having a great time. I'm just like, whatever, I could sort of take or leave this game. It happened to me with Cut the Rope, and now it's happened with Angry Birds.
Oh, that'll happen, yeah.
I'm gonna get into Pac-Man, I think, now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, if anybody's played the new Pac-Man for Xbox Arcade, Pac-Man DX, it's psycho how good that game is. I'm not even a fan of, like, classic arcade games, really. Like, I've never really been stoked on them, you know? Like, I was never, like, even when I was growing up and they were current, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, whatever, you know? Like, Pac-Man, I could take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. Q-Bert, really, sure.
I was never a fan of Q-Bert.
You know, Galaga, you know, those things, I just didn't care.
I like the top-down, ships shooting the little dots. I like those games, like You're the Airplane.
Asteroids or Galaga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did really like this game called Strikers 1945, which is like...
Yeah, you're the plane, right? And you power up super fast?
Yeah. It's like 1942, that old arcade game. It's like updated to like a 32-bit kind of like, you know, PlayStation-type system.
Nice.
Or whatever, like arcade, you know, like 1990s arcade
That's
technology.
That's a 16-bit system.
It was a 1990s arcade. It was definitely more than 16 bits. Come on.
It wasn't.
It
bloody wasn't.
It was way more than 16 bits. There was 32 bits going on there.
Are you serious?
They've had 32 bits in arcades since like the early 90s.
Okay.
Anyhow. Also, PlayStation was 32 bits.
Really?
Just saying.
All right. Yeah. I thought they were 16.
That was the Genesis and the Super Nintendo.
Oh, well, what do we have now?
Where it's...
Is it 64 bits?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Because computers,
I don't even know what it's at. I don't even know if they're labeling them anymore.
Is it? Yeah, like, is that? We're not really on the bit scale anymore.
No,
we're
no longer on the bit scale. It's just what generation of platform it is.
What were you saying to me last night about how you didn't like in Johnny Mnemonic how he like put a limit on how much data he could have in his brain?
Yeah,
and it was 128 gigs.
No, 80 gigabytes.
80 gigabytes. That's right.
It's an absurd amount.
Last night I'm talking to Tyler about my... I went to go see William Gibson, and he's talking about how much he hates Johnny Mnemonic. And he was just like, the first thing you asked me was... I was like, hey, I got to meet William Gibson today. And you're like, oh yeah? Did you ask him why Johnny Mnemonic sucks so bad? I was like, no, I did not ask him that. I was like, why do you think it sucks so bad? He was like, 80 gigabytes? Seriously? He could have said any number. He could have said anything.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We came to the conclusion that it would have been maybe more effective if he had used a made-up terminology for storing information. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I got four free sectors left.
Yeah.
Something like sectors or blocks or something like that.
So it wouldn't be so specific.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's so funny.
Yeah. Okay. So we should run down what's happening this weekend tonight.
Oh, right.
You're gonna be at the Astoria for Rad Times.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to be, at a house party probably somewhere. I'll be at your mom's house later.
That's right. Tonight,
Tyler, at your mom's house.
Tonight, Tyler Vedchuk. One night only appearance.
Tomorrow night, we're going to be me and Cameron DJing at the Waldorf Easy Now.
Tonight also is Midnight City.
Yeah, right. Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. Tonight also at the Waldorf. I will also be there because I'm going to be there drinking someone's tequila. At the Waldorf, the basement of the Lee Tag Room, our pal Zia and Aleem, I got their Midnight City party, which is just going to be good, like house, disco, techno kind of stuff.
Alex and
Derek Duncan and Alex are playing too. Yeah,
are going to be playing. Yeah, so it'll be cool.
It's a lot of guys for 2 hours of music.
Hey man, God play it.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's going to have a Monotron hooked up. I doubt it.
I doubt it. But tomorrow night, we're going to have a Monotron hooked up.
Be a Monotron and maybe a Chaos Pad?
Potentially a Chaos Pad if... Yeah, we'll just bring my mixer tomorrow. That thing sucks anyways. That
stupid mixer?
Oh my god, it's the worst.
Are they going to allow us to change the mixer?
We'll just... No, they can leave theirs plugged in. We'll just connect our mixer to their mixer.
Oh yeah, we'll just run it as a channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that way they can have their limits or whatever on their mixer.
Perfect.
Yeah, so anyways, tomorrow night, we're also DJing in the basement of the Waldorf and the Lee Tag Room for Easy Now.
Tomorrow's a big thing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow's a big thing, yeah. Lol Boys, the Matt and Mike's three ball.
They're going to be doing a special three ball and tribal
release party. They put out a mixtape on Mad Decent with Paul Devereaux.
Paul, yeah.
Of all three ball stuff. So that's coming out tomorrow night at the Waldorf. And we're going to be DJing in the basement as well in the Lee Tag Room. I don't know if anybody was there last time we did it. It was pretty fun.
Awesome. It's the best room in the city to listen to dance music.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing some dance music. Not anything like what we've been playing today.
No, but there will be music.
There will be music.
I can guarantee that you'll hear music.
Nard Wars coming up next, and as a special treat, I'm going to play something we haven't played on the show for probably 5 years. This is The Beach by New Order on Radio Zero. See you next week, guys. Wait, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the stuff. CITR.